Get up.
Is that when he is already moving or when he has done his deal? You are just starting.
Get up when he's standing still.
All right, very different.
You said, whoa. All
right.
When he's, when you want him to stop.
All right, how do you call hogs to feed them?
I don't know. I wouldn't know.
How do you call your sheep to get them to pass hungry?
I wouldn't know.
How do you call your chickens to the feeding them?
All right.
Chick, chick, chick.
Alright, if you want to get the horses ready to go someplace, you say, I want to
gather.
But what do you put on the horse to get ready to ride?
Hurry.
Alright. When you're plowed, what do you call the thing that you got or use with?
The thing that you might, the grandparents or your mother might call
ring.
The hen house.
Alright, what do you put your feet into when you're riding horseback?
What do you call that larger piece?
Stirrups.
What does it mean?
When you plow with two horses, what do you call the one that won't eat furrow?
You know, the chicken and
wishbone.
Alright, what do you call the inside part of the chicken that you eat?
Liver or heart?
I don't know.
Alright, if something is not right near your hand, you say it's just a little
bit of a
yes.
Away?
Alright. If you have been traveling and have not finished your journey, you might say that you had a blank before dog.
You turn for a dog.
Yeah. Alright. If something is very common, you don't have to look. I hope you don't, you know, understand the question, but you know the saying that sometimes you find some stuff that you just about
right.
Alright. Then you hear your horse neighing.
Say, gee, I didn't realize it was so late. It's right.
It's right
on to.
Now that boy's fall. When he grows up, you might say he'll have his trouble.
To make them stand still during milking.
Adjusting to life. If you have a good yield, you might say we raised a big
harvest.
If you cut them down to make a road through the woods to a logging camp, you say, we just... The second cutting of clover or grass. What do you call the old dry dead grass that is left over on the ground? How do you call hogs to feed them?
I wouldn't know.
We raised 40 blank of wheat to an acre.
If you want to get the horses ready to go somewhere, you say, I want to.
What have you got to do with oats to separate the grain from the rest of it?
But what are some of the things you might put on the horse and prepare him to go someplace?
You can clean her in.
All right.
So you are driving a horse.
What do you do? Something else to separate them besides just cleaning?
Dress him.
All right. What do you put your feet into when you're riding horseback?
If a man had been running for 2 miles,
if you have two horses,
he had to stop and left
say 2 miles is blank, he could go.
Oh, he could go.
All right. If it belongs to both of us, you say it. Right. If you have some to them traveling
there,
have
been
them,
not
to the journey to her, you might say that you have had a.
All right.
People have been to visit you and they're about to leave. You say to them, blank, come back.
Right. If something is very common and you don't have to get
there, if their car was out of the road, you
might
say to them, someone's going to run into blank car.
Your car.
If he lives on the